This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday adopted a bipartisan deal that opens the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the national debt will be maxed out next week. The compromise, which now heads to President Biden's desk, essentially puts to rest the wrangling over the country's financial health until after the 2022 midterm elections. Two former top D.C. National Guard officials claim that an internal Army report on its response to January 6 at the Capitol is loaded with lies. The March 18th Army report says Guard members weren't prepared to respond quickly to the riots and describe multiple communications between top Army officials and the D.C. Guard's commander, then Major General William Walker. Walker, now Sergeant-at-Arms in the House, says some of those communications the Army described in the report never actually happened. For more information, give us a visit at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For more than 3 decades, Chinese authorities forced men and women to undergo sterilization to control population growth. Now, as the Chinese government tries to reverse a plummeting birth rate, hospitals in China are turning away men seeking vasectomies. As corporate America appears to be turning a blind eye to the abuses taking place in China, the American people are starting to take a stand against this type of behavior.
Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage, AI and quantum computing, in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As mainstream media and countless politicians, including Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Cory Booker, claimed the attempted lynching of Jussie Smollett was because of Trump supporters being racist, two things have come to light in a court of law. Jussie Smollett's a liar, and some politicians can't wait for the next news cycle. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
After one day of deliberations in which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did, of reporting a fake crime to the Chicago Police Department as a real crime, that verdict was a resounding message by the jury that, in fact, Mr. Smollett did exactly what we said he did. And that this controversial events that occurred regarding Mr. Smollett and what he did to this city and what he did to the Chicago Police Department never had a chance to put it in front of a jury and let a jury decide, after hearing all the evidence, whether what Mr. Smollett was right or wrong, because it's very controversial. I agreed to do that because I felt it was also important for the Cook County judicial system to get a trial. Whether we won or lost the trial was not the issue. What was the issue is that what Mr. Smollett had done in this city should be aired in front of a public trial where all the evidence that comes out all the talk on social media may or may not be true, but the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Roy Murdoch back with us, and so much to catch up on. Before we talk about Joe Biden, Jesse Smollett, DeRoy, one athletic competitor is creating a lot of attention here. We got a transgender UPenn swimmer, Leah Thomas, who smashes records during a weekend meet 14 seconds ahead of a rival. Now, people need to understand, 14 seconds every day, no big deal. In the swimming world, I mean, you're talking a chasm of difference here. And, of course, you got to imagine people are going, this is just not fair, because there's a lot about this this swimmer who competed on the men's side up to a year ago. And she and he at the time was one of the top swimmers on the UPenn team, and takes a year off. And according to NCAA rules, she can come back and declare herself a female swimmer and enter the women's team and compete. But to me, you know, on the in fairness of athletics and competition, you know, this is a problem because this seems to be unfair and people are crying foul.
Yeah, I think just to put it in political terms, since so many people who listen to us aren't in politics, I think it would be like somebody running for the White House and winning 75% to 25%, something like that. I mean, that's what that 14-second difference is. And I think there's another race where this character won by a 38-second gap. I mean, more than half a minute. You know, this is just enormous. I mean, this isn't competition. This is unfair trouncing. And, you know, my biggest problem with this whole thing is the idea that, look, you know, if you actually are born in a man's body and think you're a woman and you actually go to the trouble of having the surgery and have your penis removed and turned into a vagina, you know, I'm not going to wave the pom-poms and cheer, but, all right, I will respect how committed you are to that viewer belief, as it may be. But now we have to just declare, you know, I identify as a woman. You don't have to do anything about it. And if people can identify as women, identify as men, you know, I'm a black man. Why don't I can I just identify as, you know, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedish multi-billionaire and, and demand a beautiful penthouse in Stockholm and wonderful trust fund? And where's my yacht? And where's my helicopter? And I want my ski house in Aspen. And I want them now. And if you challenge the idea that I'm a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swede, how dare you? Who are you, Bill, to say that I'm not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedish multi-billionaire? How dare you? And that's where we are now. People can just declare themselves whatever they want to be. And where are the feminists? I mean, what they, what this entire transgender thing has done is erase womanhood. Now, I understand they want to erase manhood because men are evil. You and I are males. We're the worst things on the planet. But I thought the whole point of feminism was to assert the value and the worth and demand respect for women. And what the transgender people have done is basically erase womanhood. You know, women are nothing in particular. It's just a giant continuum. They're just a spot on a big spectrum. And 50% of the entire planet should be deeply, deeply insulted by what the left has done, which is basically erase them.
Well, and like my old mentor used to say, you can sometimes be so open-minded, your brains fall out.
And I think this is where we are. I mean, we've lost our minds. I mean, you know, to and even as an athlete himself, herself, you know, Leah, I mean, how do you how can you be proud of something like this? You know, as I mean, in my athletic career, I mean, you won based on the rules, and it was a, you know, it was a fair competition at the end of the day. Fortunately, I mean, I've seen other situations where, yeah, we've seen football games where, you know, there was a bad call and it decided the game. You know, unfortunately, those things can happen. But even then, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth, because you just go, in terms of competition and the fairness of athletics, you know, I got to imagine that in within him, herself, that she's got to be conflicted and knows that instinctively this is not fair.
Well, yeah, it'd be like the New York Yankees thing. All right, we're gonna go play the high school baseball team and, you know, beat them 42-3.
Yes.
I mean, is that fair competition? I mean, I guess he could do that, but yeah. You think at some point the Yankees would say, maybe we ought to play the Red Sox instead. Yeah, I mean, right. It's something where I would think this character would have the decency to think, you know, this isn't really fair competition. Now, this is a UPenn student. Now, it's a much worse situation if somebody's in high school and does this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of athletes, female athletes, in swimming and in basketball, track, whatever it may be, figure if they can be the state championship in the 100-yard dash or the state champion in the butterfly swim match or swim event, whatever, that person then will, that woman will get a scholarship, maybe
scholarship.
Will go to college and that
right.
sort of thing. Well, all of a sudden, you know, after spending years and years in the pool, on the track, on the basketball court, some quote girl unquote with a penis comes along,
yes.
blows that actual female out of the water, almost literally. And boy, there goes the scholarship, there go the dreams, there goes the opportunity to go to an excellent school with all the wonderful things that follow with a high level quality college degree.
Yeah.
So this thing has. His attitude has very, very negative repercussions, not just in the short term, but in the long term, for the actual female victims of this left-wing transgender ideology.
Right. Well, the American way of life and our psyche is that we believe in a fair fight. We believe in fairness. We believe in having a fair chance to win. Speaking of which, when we saw President Biden, of course, we had to see it from the Russians' media poll. We didn't have any U.S. Media coverage of the greeting of Joe Biden with Vladimir Putin. And, you know, it's just not fair, DeRoy.
Yeah, it is interesting that the U.S. media have to rely on the news feed from the Kremlin authorities, of all things. I mean, talk about lack of transparency, my God. And, of course, this all revolves around the question of whether the Russians are going to roll across the Ukrainian frontier and create yet another massive international headache. And most of what Biden said is, all right, Putin, if you do go across the border, here's what we're going to do. I think it would be a bit like saying to somebody who's got a gun to somebody's head, we won't do anything unless you pull the trigger. The fact that this guy's got a gun at somebody's head is already a provocation.
Well, that's the Kyle Rittenhouse rule of law. You can't do anything until somebody pulls the trigger when it's aimed
at
your head.
Well, there you go. Precisely.
Right.
So, without attacking Russia, they already have 100,000 or so troops on the Ukrainian border. That is a provocation in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what Biden
exactly.
has said is, by the way, that little cute little pipeline of yours, okay, it's now officially cut off. That's done. And if you go across the border, we're going to do even more. Right? So rather than just threatening him if he does more, I think he needed to have been punished for what he's done so far, which is scare the bejesus out of the Ukrainians and other people in Europe and a lot of Americans too. And of course, and if he goes even further than that, there are going to be even further repercussions and consequences for his misbehavior. But I think Biden handled this rather weakly, and I don't think this warning is going to do very much to put Vladimir Putin back in his place.
And what happened to the associates? I mean, what happened to the allies coming alongside and being part of the proposition here with Vladimir Putin? It's not just the United States. You've got our European allies that are going to join us in this. And that seems to be lost in translation from the mainstream media as well. So, it goes back to what we talked about last week, DeRoy, is at every opportunity of leverage, it seems like Biden is incomprehensible or incompetent, or I don't know what to call it, but he just you know, he's playing checkers and you know, Putin's on a multi-level chess board against him. I mean, it's not a fair fight. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. Roy, rather frustrating to see what's going on. And meanwhile, you know, we heard that, President Biden was really going to put his foot down regarding China. We're just not going to let a diplomatic team go at the people's expense to go stay in expensive hotels there in China and enjoy a Olympic junket. That's President Xi's penalty for
organ harvesting and for all the atrocities he's doing against the Uyghurs.
Yeah, I guess the junket's been put on hold. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not exactly the body blow that I think China needs to feel. I mean, we just saw a couple of weeks ago this Chinese tennis player who I guess asserted that she had been sexually harassed by a high-level Chinese official, and she vanished for a couple of weeks, apparently. I guess she's appeared on camera, but a lot of people believe that there's a machine gun just outside camera range aimed at her, and she's watching what she does. We should have said, we want this woman to get on a plane and go to any Western capital and give a press conference, talk about whatever she wants to say without any pressure. And until that happens, nobody in the U.S. is going to the Olympics, and encourage every country to stand up and say the same. And you say it's not just China cheating on trade deals or this horrible COVID-19 infection with which we're still dealing, 725,000 dead Americans, 4 million dead people around the world. There's been no price paid by the Chinese for this at all, diplomatic, financial, economic, or otherwise. And as you mentioned, we've got the concentration camps of the Uyghurs in northwest China. The Indian soldiers have been shot by the Chinese, the ongoing oppression of Hong Kong, the Chinese military flights over Taiwan, these instant islands that they built in the South China Sea, and on and on and on. This has been become an incredibly belligerent and aggressive and hostile power. And the least we can do is say to them, all right, we're going to have the Olympics, you can do it with your own athletes, nobody else will be there.
Interesting. This didn't happen under Trump, but yet under Biden, we have two aggressors, and actually you can count three with Iran, because Iran, meanwhile, merrily they go along moving to, nuclear speed to become nuclear capable. And we don't talk about that.
Well, that doesn't come up very much. And why should they slow down? Because you've got Biden and company desperate to renew the Iran nuclear deal. I believe talks on that are going on. I think it's in Vienna as we speak. I think they resumed last week. And we're putting little, if any, pressure on the Iranians. And God forbid if they get an atomic, all we need is them to have an atomic test, and all of a sudden everybody in Israel is going to be terrified. They remain the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. If they don't have to set off an atomic weapon, all they need to do is put it in a backpack, hand it to somebody, some friend in Hezbollah or Hamas or what have you, could be Al-Qaeda or even ISIS, and tell them, all right, here's your new toy, have fun. And kaboom, it goes in Jerusalem a week later, or in Tel Aviv, or New York City, or Washington, D.C.,
exactly.
Miami. Horrifying, and putting pressure on the Iranians will make this less likely. Playing footsies with them in Vienna makes it more likely.
Even more so. Jesse Smollett, he's doing what cons do. It's been said that the cons never give up, the convicts never give up the con. This is, this is an absolute premise, a principle of people who do this kind of thing. And Jesse Smollett, his hand's in the cookie jar, the crumbs are all over his face, but he knows nothing about no cookies.
It reminds me of a wonderful scene in The Simpsons where Bart is on the set with Krusty the Clown, and he knocks the set over, the lights come down out of the ceiling, the place is a total mess, and everyone's got a whole audience looking at him, and Bart says, I didn't do it. It's a lot like that. Yeah, I mean, we're to believe in this incredible story that Jesse Smollett goes out in Chicago in January of, I think it was 2017, I've lost track of the year now, and maybe 2019, I think it was, and it's about 9 degrees outside, middle of a polar vortex, and he just so happens, by coincidence, to run into a couple of Trump supporters who are also walking around at 2 a.m. on this freezing night with a noose and some bleach, trying to find a black gay man to lynch. And lo and behold, they find a black gay man in Chicago, because, Chicago's just chock full of Trump supporters.
Yes.
I think he won 20% of the vote in Chicago, something like this. And supposedly, we've heard the story that they were white attackers, but they turned out to be black, and he's never met these guys before, but he happens to be sleeping with one of them. I mean, the story's all over the place.
Well, that's because love is so fleeting, DeRoy. Come on.
Maybe he's so lovesick that he just lost track of it.
He couldn't recognize it.
On all counts, and that he does a full 6 years in jail. I mean, this country has enough racial tension without somebody deliberately concocting fake racial scenarios and giving everybody in America one more reason for us to be at each other's throats. Horrible.
Well, it's so bad. Even Al Sharpton's not even there.
It's too much even for Al Sharpton. Absolutely. And by the way, his behavior. Another group of victims he has are people who actually do suffer from hate crimes, come forward and say so-and-so did such and such to me. People think, oh, boy, it's another Jesse Smollett story, whatever.
Exactly.
So he makes it, by his crying wolf, he basically puts a target on people in the future who actually are victims of hate crimes and won't be taken seriously when they come forward and complain about what's happened to them.
And for their sake, DeRoy, hopefully the jury here and the judge can deal with this in such a clear and immediate nature, because you're exactly right. You know, the people who are attacked that have a case, they should be heard, and they should, and their story should not be blunted or minimized because of Jesse Smollett. But the nature of man and the nature of the courts and these kind of things are such, because Smollett's case has gotten so much notoriety, there's no doubt it's going to taint things. Speaking of which, the media that you wrote about is inverted reality in the Kenosha and Waukesha cases. They want to advance the narrative that white people hate black people. Boy, they just cannot leave that drum alone, can they?
No, they can't. And when they find a dramatic counterexample of a black person hates white people and proceeds to hop in a car and run over 68 of them and kill six, how do they handle that? They just stop talking about it. It is amazing to me how quickly this story of Daryl Edward Brooks hopping in his SUV and attacking that Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just a couple days after Rittenhouse was acquitted. That was on the news for about a day. It soon became clear that this was not some crazed Trump supporter, but in fact it was a BLM supporter. He wasn't white, he's black. The victims are all white. And this goes exactly 180 degrees opposite the narrative that the left pushes, that every white person is an oppressor and every black person is a victim. And since these facts do not uphold their myth, what do they do with the facts? They threw them down the closest memory hole they could find. And you won't hear anything about the Waukesha case anymore. It's just completely, totally off the radar, which is reprehensible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Beyond measure.
One other point I wanted to get your read on. You're based in Manhattan there, and that is the firing of Chris Cuomo at CNN.
Yeah, well, he put himself in a position where he was helping his embattled brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. I can understand why he'd want to, as someone who loves his siblings, my two sisters, and I want to, of course, be supportive of them. What he should have done is say, look, either I'm going to take a leave of absence or, you know, I'm going to help my brother out, but I recuse myself from the story. And anytime there's a story about his brother, somebody else can handle it. I occasionally have instances where I'm involved in something. What I just do is don't write about it. I just don't write pieces about it. He could have done the same thing, but instead he was on the air, never accused himself, had his brother on the air while he's also aiding him. And if he were an opinion guy like I am and you are, that would be one thing. But you're an allegedly and supposedly objective reporter. You can't do that. And basically he did this. He lied to his audience about it. He lied to the public about it. And it was just one lie on top of another, on top of another. And just got to the point where he just had to get up and get off the air and disappear. But even worse than that, this was happening at the depths of COVID when you had 15,000 senior citizens dropping dead in senior centers and nursing homes because Governor Cuomo forced COVID-19 positive patients into these nursing homes. Thousands died. In the middle of all that, you've got Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo on the air joking about this, holding up, as you say, these giant Q-tips saying, hi, Andrew, you've got giant nostrils. This is the Q-tip you use for your COVID test. And the Q-tip's the size of a tennis racket, Pat, practically.
Yeah. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take
care. Bill. Great to talk to you.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday adopted a bipartisan deal that opens the way for lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the national debt will be maxed out next week. The compromise, which now heads to President Biden's desk, essentially puts to rest the wrangling over the country's financial health until after the 2022 midterm elections. Two former top D.C. National Guard officials claim that an internal Army report on its response to January 6 at the Capitol is loaded with lies. The March 18th Army report says Guard members weren't prepared to respond quickly to the riots and describe multiple communications between top Army officials and the D.C. Guard's commander, then Major General William Walker. Walker, now Sergeant at Arms in the House, says some of those communications the Army described in the report never actually happened. For more information, give us a visit at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we're talking about it's the season for gift giving, right? And sometimes the best gifts are the ones that can be shared. But as easy it may sound, these crowd pleasers can be a struggle to track down. And lucky for us, we have the fashion designer, stylist, and former housewife, Heather Thompson. And she's going to highlight the only tech you need this season. Are you ready for this? Get ready to take notes. Fun essentials. How to find them, and if you're looking out for, an extraordinary gifting experience, she's also going to share splurge-worthy gifts that the entire family can enjoy. You ready for this? Well, here she is right now. Heather, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill Martinez, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're so awesome. I appreciate it. Just a little background for Heather. Can I brag on you for just a little bit? I mean, 25 years of fashion experience.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've served as design director for Sean Diddy Combs, his line, Sean John, co-creative director, alongside Beyonce Knowles, Jennifer Lopez. I mean, all these names. I mean, we're dropping names, but this is all indicative of your worthiness, I might say, and your creative talents. And we're honored to have you here to, share some of this creative genius with our audience to help us during this gift-giving season.
Thanks so much, Bill. Well, I'm going to start off with a great holiday hack, okay? Because know that smartphones continue to top holiday wish lists, right? Well, T-Mobile knows how much on average holiday shoppers are going to be spending on tech gifts, and they wanted to work that number down. So right now, T-Mobile is offering a huge deal to both existing customers and those who may want to switch. How about the gift of a brand-new iPhone 13 which costs you $0. You just pay the sales tax. So everyone knows T-Mobile is the largest and fastest, most reliable 5G network, but now they're offering a huge deal. So you can get, you can literally give the gift of an iPhone 13 with Magenta Max just for the sales tax. So this is great for those folks who are looking for ways to save money on smartphones.
So did somebody at T-Mobile lose their job for coming up with this idea? This is incredible.
It's a great deal, isn't it? I know, it's
yes.
an incredible deal. And smartphones, I mean, they can run up to, you know, they're very expensive. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yes.
I think this is a great deal for them. I love it.
Well, without a doubt. How about something for the little people?
Oh, okay, so for kids, for sure. Echo
yes.
dot kids. So Echo dot kids is the kid version of Amazon's popular voice-controlled smart speaker with Alexa. But these come in very kid-friendly designs. There's a panda and a tiger. So you can let kids voice control their world. Alexa, play my music. Alexa, set my alarm. Alexa, let's read a book. And parents, they can have peace of mind. There are very easy to set parental controls. You can manage their time limits. You can review their activities. And Alexa will automatically filter explicit songs and block shopping. Echo Dot Kids is the perfect gift for any little one in your life. And guess what? A special holiday price, Bill, only $34.99. So you can get one for every kid's room. I know, this is great. My daughter had an Alexa speaker. Now she was like, I want the tiger and panda, Mom, and she's 14. So never too old.
Oh.
It's just a great, great gift.
Yeah, that's perfect, because I was just going to ask the age range, but if your daughter at 14 thinks this is cool, I mean, that really expands it a lot more. I thought maybe it was some, you know, for somebody under 10 years old, but this is great.
Like, it is, you know, I mean, the thing is it's definitely for kids, so it's like they can literally voice control their world. So for someone a little bit older, like Alexa, set my alarm, so they're getting themselves up for school, where this Echo Dot Kids, they can partner with reading books. And you know, there's all kinds of things that you can get when you get the Echo Dot. It includes 1 year of kids content with Amazon free time unlimited is what it's called. So that's amazing. So the Echo Dot Kids, and it's so affordable for everybody.
I love that. Under $40. I mean, that's a deal. I mean, hey, all the kids are going to have a great Christmas this year. That's time. I love it.
Exactly.
Hey, so what are the,
I love this.
Yeah. What about the cool new tech gadgets that we should know about?
Yeah. So this is the latest tech, literally right before your very eyes. So Ray-Ban and Facebook got together, and they designed a sharing companion so that you can take photos, videos, all hands-free right from your glasses. So you can stay immersed in the moment instead of digging in your bag for your phone and stay tapped into your environment. Literally, you can say, Facebook, take a video. While you keep your eyes on what's important, they're going to video exactly what you see. Or you can even tap the glasses with just a finger. You can listen to music. You can take calls, turn up the volume, skip to your favorite track. You can just hit the capture button or by voice command. So it comes in lots of styles and colors and a great charging case. So that's Ray-Ban Story. And you can find them at Ray-Ban.com.
And how's the photo quality and video quality?
Very amazing video quality. You know, Ray-Ban and Facebook are both, we all know the quality of their product, and so you can be sure that this is incredible. They're literally the first generation of smart glasses.
Wow. What a great idea. And it's like one of those things that comes out and all the rest of the competition says, hey, we should have done that, right?
Yeah. They're amazing. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, Bill, today is giving the gift of something to look forward to, that you can literally build memories that will last a lifetime and do it in a place where the kids rule. That's Legoland Resort. So they were my family go-to when my kids were a little younger. The sweet spot is 12 to 2 years old to 12 years old. Legoland resorts have experiences as far as the eye can see, from roller coasters and water rides, so they have these spectacular Lego models. They're building challenges, and it's literally a destination for experiential travel and fun for the whole family, because it's a multi-day experience, but it's also multi-generational. The resorts are all, the hotel and the theme park are all in the same property. So if the grandparents get tired, this hotel's just steps away. So build memories that will last a lifetime. Check out Legoland.com and book your Legoland interactive theme park and hotel trip today. I love this
Heather.
One.
Yeah, you make a great point here, because for people who have not gone to Legoland, I can't imagine who that would be, but if you've never been there, you're in for an incredible surprise. And if it's been a while since you've been to Legoland, because, you know, that COVID thing we've been dealing with, hey, I understand, but it has so much to offer. You're exactly right, and that's a great idea. You know, I hadn't really thought about that, and I'm glad you brought that up. Legoland Resort, that's awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. I'm so happy. You love my idea. So from the hack of a new iPhone 13 for just a sales tax, the Echo Dot Kids for just $34.99, the latest in tech with Ray-Ban stories for the content crusher in your life at Ray-Ban.com, and then, of course, Legoland.com. There is something for everyone there, and they really make it a family experiential trip that you'll never forget. We've gone three times. I mean, in our lifetime, different resorts.
Well, that's great fun. We're talking with Heather Thompson. She's the former Real Housewife of New York City, and we're talking about her top picks for your whole crew here. You know, from kids to adults. I love this last idea. You've really kind of gone outside the paradigm box here and taking a look at an occasional splurge. I mean, every once in a while, it's okay, as we would say around the Martinez household, you know, to break the vase. You know, you sometimes you just got to do it. Big once in a while, you owe it to yourself for all that you've been going through, and why not do something on maybe a larger scale than you might normally consider, right?
100%. Well, I'm so glad you love my gifts, and I hope you and your listeners and your family and everybody close to you have the healthiest and happiest holidays yet.
Well, you too, Heather. Where can they go for more information? Last question.
I got a wrap up for everybody. Go to D6news.com/family gift guide. It's all right there.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report is sponsored by Meta. Inspired to volunteer, fundraise for a cause, or give things away? It's easy to use Meta's products, Facebook and Instagram, to make a real difference in this world. Neighborhoods is a dedicated space on Facebook where you can connect with your neighbors. There, you can list items for free that you want to donate to your community. Roya Winner is with Meta.
More than ever, people are using Meta products to participate in their local communities. Over 1.5 million nonprofits can use Facebook and Instagram's fundraising tools, and people have raised over $5 billion to make a meaningful impact in their lives and those they care about.
There are many ways to make a big difference in the world right from your phone. Meta makes it easier than ever before to unlock generosity in our community. For more information, please visit facebook.com/fundraisers.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and be.
All music for the season, as we prepare to receive the greatest gift that God has given to His creation. The gift of the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, and which is a clear reminder, consistent in His word, is that you would know that I am God, that God is still on the throne. He is active in the affairs of men. Though you may wonder, don't feel like your considerations and your lack of, realizing a God who's very active in the affairs of man, that has been the status. Where men have wondered, okay, where is God? And God, I think, punctuated His commitment to His creation in sending Jesus to bring us back home, to be the Savior of the world. Nicole Hunt joins us now. Nicole is an attorney who serves as a writer and spokesperson at Focus on the Family. And we're going to talk about the Mama Bear movement. Nicole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Mama Bear movement it really kind of ignited a Papa Bear movement as well. This became bipartisan as far as Mama Bears and Papa Bears are concerned. But the big takeaway that I'm seeing, Nicole, is that I don't want people to think that it's just one and done. You know, what happened in Virginia should be just the beginning of more movements across the country, and that people cannot think that it's over, because guess what? The CRT movement, all they've done now is they've gone back and they've taken CRT as a specific word. They've taken it out of the doctrine, but the core doctrine principles that embrace CRT are still in place.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this really should be a Mama Bear, a Papa Bear, a Grandma and Grandpa Bear. Everyone needs to be involved in fighting back to what's happening to our children. The special interest groups, they have their eyes set on winning the hearts and the minds of the next generation. And as you said, with COVID-19, all the kids heading home and parents finally getting a chance to hear what's happening in the classroom, I mean, there was a real light that went on in people's heads where they realized there's an aggressive and progressive agenda that's being pushed on our kids by these special interest groups. And if we don't stand up for them, we're gonna regret it.
Well, and the thing is, just as important, which has been coming to mind, at least in my orbit, Nicole, is that we can't do it under the strength of men. It's not men's horses. It's not men's armies. We have got to join with Almighty God Himself,
who finds what's being done to our children to be an abomination. And if we align ourselves with the power of Almighty God, then this is sustainable. If we try and do it within our own might and our own ambitions, then we're not going to be as successful as God would want it to be. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's a spiritual and a physical battle, right?
There
are evil forces at work trying to kill, steal, and destroy the future, not just of America, but of our children, a good, hopeful, fruitful future. And I think as Christians, really what's most important is that we remember that our parental authority, it doesn't come from the government, it's God-given. And that responsibility comes with it the need to protect and to promote what is in the best interest of our children. So we have this biblical calling as mothers and as fathers to engage, to protect our children. And, you know, Proverbs 22:6, it says to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is a working with God, working with the Holy Spirit in our child's life to promote the things that are good and true and beautiful so that our children can thrive.
And foundational in all this is God is a God of life. He is a God of the living. And when you think about it, what these pervasive and I believe evil purveyors of this doctrine, what they want to promote, doesn't lead to life. It doesn't lead to redemption. If anything, it's quite the opposite, because when you look at this, this is the makings of human and evil interest. This is not something that is redemptive, that you can see that if we were to follow their plan to their conclusion, that we would be better off than the plan that God has given us. Is that fair to say, Nicole? I mean, to me, I think we have to bring it through that lens. If we don't see it through that lens, and if we're not exercising critical thinking and understanding, then we're going to be trying to fight a battle on our own might. And as you said, this is a spiritual war, and we need weapons of our spiritual arsenal to be employed here. We can't do this just on the wits of our humanity, can we?
No, it's definitely an effort that we are to partner with God in doing. And truly, the real victory, which will be truth overcoming darkness and lies and deception about what is right about sexuality or what is right about race. I mean, it's quite frustrating, really, for a lot of moms. And the truth is we've seen this, and fathers too, but you see this type of indoctrination, it's rising up not just in public schools, it's rising up in private schools too. So if you're a parent,
well, it's
a child who's attending a private school too, you need to keep your eyes, keep your ears alert and understand what's happening around you so that you can step in and through the power of the Holy Spirit be empowered to say something and to do something. Across America, we've seen parents standing up at school board meetings, writing op-eds, speaking at rallies, organizing protests. These are all physical things that are very important and need to be done, and it needs to be partnered with prayer, because that is the most powerful way to do battle spiritually.
Well, that's where it all starts. It starts in the hearts of men. We've got to see where we have departed the ways of God and reconcile ourselves, confess to God, and then God will forgive us and restore our country. If this is it, if it's the last of the last days and this is it, then there's, but we do know that there will ultimately be an incredible revival, the final revival that will come. But until then, I believe there could possibly be some intermediary type revivals that would take place. But it starts when men and women, the mama bears, papa bears, and those that are Jesus followers, that are called by his name, that they take a pause and assess where we are right now. You know, one of the questions that comes to mind, Nicole, is people ask me, go, you know, in light of COVID and all these variants that are coming on, Omicron, and now we're into another iteration of it. People ask me, go, Bill, is God judging us? And I got to tell them, I don't know. I've not heard from God directly to say this is my judgment. But I said, what harm would it do if we looked at it as a warning? if he's not specifically judging us, but as a warning, would it behoove us to respond to this warning? Because here we are, we've had all the king's horses, all the king's men involved in this deal, and here we are going into year three of this pandemic, and how better off are we? And are we, you know, really understanding the truth of the matter? But, you know, what we're doing is we're the effect of a political system, and as you mentioned, the political landscape, which politics is downstream the culture. And the reason that the political landscape and the political culture is so, you know, so compromised and infected right now is because of what's going into it. And what's going into it is we the people. You know, we are the problem. And we have to, you know, we have a choice here. We're going to choose life. We're going to choose death. And even the Bible says, in case you're confused, let me give you the right answer. You want to choose life, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway,
I think for moms who might be interested, this is a time, gather together with other Christian women. You can have support, find support with one another, pray together, be engaged in your school together. This is an opportunity for, as a community, I think for all of us to make sure that we stay alert and we stay engaged in our schools, in our communities, with our school boards, and use this as an opportunity to be light in dark. We live in a dark, dark culture who calls good evil and evil good. And so this is our opportunity as believers to stand up for things that matter, for truth, and to speak truth to a culture that might not be able to understand it. And that is doing spiritual battle in a physical world. But together, we can come together and we can find a lot of courage and strength from one another.
Well, when you look back historically, number one, and you see where the hand of God time and again enters in, it is a supernatural force, a powerful force. And after all, I mean, what are we trying to do here? First of all, within the church, which was instituted by Jesus himself, he said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. That's how powerful this is. But if we're not tapping into that power, then, you know, we're going to get our heads handed to us. And this is what's been happening right now. And so I'm trying to yell from the rooftops here, Nicole, to encourage people to align themselves with God Almighty and his purposes. I mean, right now, all that's happening in this country, all that is going on is no big surprise. And God is working a ultimate plan. I mean, you've got the great reset and the plans of man, you know, being instituted and being affected right now. And, you know, you always have that transitional phrase in the Bible. It says, but God, but for God.
That's right.
And that's why I tell people I've become a but God Christian, because I'm looking for that pause and that moment and that, you know, that crossroads that says, but God. And I want to follow down that road that is consistent with his principles and, you know, his eternal plan.
Yes. And, you know, we know how the story ends. We know that good overcomes evil. And so it's our job in the season that we're in and in the part of the story that's being told to show up and to be light and dark and to seek truth and to be like Jesus. And that's all that we can do. That is how we remain faithful to God's calling on our lives.
Exactly.
To be Christians.
Nicole Hunt, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being with us with Focus on the Family.
Looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...